Hello and welcome to Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews. In the time it takes you to brew a cup of tea, we'll cover an entire movie. My name is Tim and I'm joined as always by Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Today's movie is Rambo 3. It is a 1988 American action film co-written by and starring Sylvester Stallone. It was the most expensive film ever made at the time of its release. Michael, please give us your hot take.
Tim, this movie is my cup of tea. When you think of big, loud, epic 80s action movies, this is that movie. It works for me on all levels, and I really enjoyed this one. What about you?
Oh, I love this movie. It was a lot of fun to watch. It's a big, epic action movie with practical effects. Real explosions beat CGI explosions every time.
So, Tim, for folks who haven't seen the film, tell them about it.
When his only friend is captured in Afghanistan by Russian soldiers, one-man army John Rambo takes on the entire Russian military to get him back. Michael, you say this was your cup of tea. Please give us a few reasons why.
Tim, I'm glad you called out the budget in your intro. You have to start there. This movie is big budget and you see the dollars on the screen. There are huge explosions, there are fighter jets, and there are helicopters. The final battle scene has hundreds of extras on horseback in vehicles. There's even a freaking tank in the final battle. It is huge, it's excessive, and it's a lot of fun.
Oh, I definitely agree. This movie is a ton of fun to watch. The action is awesome, the action filmmaking is great, and the stunt work really stands out. I've got to call out the helicopter work here. These helicopters are flying what looks like feet above the ground and what looks like inches away from stuntmen. It's incredible work. I loved it.
I'm glad you called that out, Tim, because I want to highlight the fact these aren't dinky little helicopters. These are huge Soviet-era gunship helicopters, and they are literally grazing the heads of what at least it looks like, these stuntmen. It's incredible to watch.
This movie is excessive in the extreme, and I loved every second of it, not least of which is Stallone himself. He has worked himself into such an amazing shape. The guy is peak physical condition. And the reason why I point that out is because his physical condition makes me believe that he can do anything. He goes through some incredible stunts and some incredible action, and it's his physical condition that makes me believe he could do it. Nobody else could stand alone against the Russian army, but him in this condition could definitely do it.
There's a scene in particular that I was totally bought in on that's patently ridiculous, where Stallone's been wounded, he has a hole in his side, he pours gunpowder into it, lights it on fire to cauterize the wound, and a jet of flame shoots out the front and the back of him at the same time. It's a cool effect. It's patently ridiculous, but I believed it. I was bought in on the fact that Stallone could actually grimace through the pain and get up afterwards and go fight more bad guys. It really worked for me.
Was there anything that didn't work for you about the movie?
I think we have to acknowledge the runtime of the film. It was long. There were 3 major action set pieces. They could have cut one of them, and I think I would have enjoyed the movie just as much. What about you, Tim?
I definitely agree about the runtime. It's a little too long. The thing that really stood out to me was how dated the politics feel. There's a whole scenes in this movie that feel like miniature sermons about the Afghan people and about how Russia shouldn't enter this quagmire that, especially 30 years on, I really don't think they have aged well. Michael, when would you recommend the film?
When you're looking for a big, loud, epic, awesome 80s movie, watch this movie. What about you, Tim?
I would definitely recommend it. If you're looking for a good action movie in general, check this one out. Thank you guys for listening. This has been Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews.